Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, May 30th, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. Well, I want to say it's a wonderful, beautiful day here in the Metro Atlanta area where I'm broadcasting from. And this special day is Memorial Day. I want to give a big salute to all of the men and women who have served our country and sacrificed their lives that we may continue to have freedom and liberty, and to the families that, you know, the family sacrificed things too, because those individuals are no longer with us. And so here in the U.S., we always carve out that day, Memorial Day, to celebrate and to be thankful for all of those men and women who fought for our country but lost their lives. So again, it is Memorial Day, and I would like to just encourage all of you who are listening to the show today to just carve out just a couple of minutes to have quiet thoughts and a big thank you to all of those men and women who have lost their lives for our freedom, for our country. Well, the show is only going to be 30 minutes today, and we'll resume our regular schedule 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern starting on next Monday again. Well, ladies, check this out. I always ask you, are you being focused? Are you being clear? Are you being the driver of your success? And I trust that many of you who are listening today, that you are truly embracing being the driver of your success vehicle, and that you are properly planning out your success journey by focusing on your goals, by making sure that you have identified the task necessary to accomplish each of your goals, and that you're making the necessary changes to move towards positive results. So very, very important. You know, I realize as we move along each month and head towards the end of the month, a lot of women are just so surprised that they have not accomplished all of the goals that they have set out to accomplish. But check this out, ladies, you've got to do things on purpose, right? When you have a purpose, when you are very serious about accomplishing your dreams and your goals, you just don't keep them in your head. You have got to be very deliberate. You've got to have pinpoint focus, and you've got to have a strategic plan of how you're going to get those goals accomplished. And so I think a lot of the times when we reach December of each year and we realize that we didn't make the money that we wanted to make, that we haven't accomplished our business goals, that we are not traveling on that road of success, a lot of the times we get very, very disappointed with ourselves, to the point that it can sometimes stumble us, and it can become a barrier within itself, and it can cause us to procrastinate and mope. But that is not what we should be doing. You know, I saw a quote today as I was posting motivational quotes on Facebook and also on Instagram. And this quote really struck me. It says, if plan A does not work, don't forget that there are 25 more letters in the alphabet. How about that? And what this quote is basically saying is that, look, if what you have been doing does not work, then change. Come up with something else. Keep moving forward. Keep changing until your recipe has been fine-tuned. I remember that. I remember when my mom, I used to sit there and I used to watch my mother make pound cakes. Pound cake is one of my favorite cakes. It's a very simple cake, right? Pound of butter, pound of sugar, you know, basic ingredients. However, not everyone can make a good pound cake, right? So I remember I got married, I was trying to make a pound cake, and all I could think about was how I wanted it to rise up and have that buttery looking crust. And you know, when that crust splits, you know, that's when you know that it's ready and it's going to be good. And I put that pound cake in the oven, and I did it exactly like my mother told me, you know, let it stay in there no longer than 1 hour and 10 minutes. Bake it slow. And when it came out, it looked good. But when I tasted it, it was a bland taste. I didn't taste the buttery ingredients. And so for probably about 2 or 3 years, my pound cakes got better and better, but they didn't taste like my mother's pound cake. And they definitely didn't taste like my grandmom's pound cake. But I kept at it until I learned how to make a really good pound cake. And I likened that unto starting a business. When you start a business, sometimes it's not going to work the way you want it. You have every hope that, you know, that business will bring in that six figures within the first year. And then you find yourself in year 3 and year 5 and year 7 and year 10, you find that you're still not bringing in that six figure income. And at this point, you're getting frustrated. Well, what you need to know is that there are a lot of women in that same boat who have been working hard at their businesses for quite a lengthy time, and yet they still are not seeing the results. And I believe that one of the reasons why they're not seeing the results is because they're not focused enough, they're not clear enough on exactly what it is. But basically, I also believe that that women who have not yet reached their goals have not become masters in one very simple thing, and that's goal setting. You know, in our program that we have called Spring Into Success, one of the things that I talked about in that program was about becoming a master of goal setting. And I went back over the structure of goal setting, and I showed all of the participants of that program exactly how I set my goals and why I'm accomplishing my goals. And I've had people to email me. I've had people to say, wow, that was great to actually see the process of how you do it. Well, I'm saying all that to say that no matter how much discouraged you become in wanting your dreams and your goals to come to pass and to have them accomplished, no matter how discouraged you get that they're not happening, you've got to keep moving on. You can't allow yourself to get depressed or stressed with your own self to the point to where it's not happening, because now you've become so stressed out on it that it's caused you to procrastinate. It's caused you to self-sabotage your business. You can't go there. And so I want to encourage all of you who are listening today to remember that you are the leader of your business, and it is your responsibility to figure out the right recipe for your business. It's your responsibility to be in the driver's seat, not the passenger seat, but the driver's seat of your success vehicle. And it starts with you evaluating what's not working and asking yourself the question, what will work? Okay? And you keep trying things. You keep trying different techniques, prove what you've already been doing until you start getting the results that you want to see. And I think that's where I find a lot of business women go wrong, is that they will keep doing the same thing over and over again, just twisting that same thing in different ways. And then they ask themselves, well, what's the problem? Why am I not getting results? Well, you're doing the same thing. So you must be willing to make swift and immediate changes when you are the leader of your business and you're trying to get results. So I want to just quickly give you a short lineup of what we're going to be talking about for this next 25 plus minutes. I'm going to give you the 5 questions to help you take control in 2016. I'm going to do a short book excerpt from Letting Go of Your Bananas, which is our book of the month. And then I'll be telling you about some upcoming events at Women About Biz. Now, our money balance coach, Teresa Wright Johnson, will continue with her segment, Mom's Business and Balance, on next Monday, June 6th. So make sure that you tune back in for some great tips and resources on managing your business and your kids. when you are working those two together. So don't forget to tune in for that on next week. This is a great time to share the show with someone that you know. It's a holiday, so most people are off. You know, flash over on another line and ask them to dial into Successful Woman Radio. If you've got a pen in hand, the phone number to the show is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you who are listening online, you know, just flash over to another social network that you're on and share the show. Just say Successful Woman Radio is on the air live. Here, drop the link. It is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Well, it's time for me to give you your 5 take control questions. Number 1, am I clear on my business goals this week? On yesterday, Sunday, did you carve out that 45 minutes of time that I normally recommend around that 7 or 8 o'clock hour and ask yourself that question, what is it that I want to have accomplished by Friday for my business? Did you do that? Okay, if you did not, there's no better time than today to take care of that. Here's question number 2. Have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals? So tasks or to-do items, they're one and the same, are very important because for each goal that you want to accomplish this week, you actually have to identify all of the tasks necessary for that goal to be accomplished. They are your take action items. And without tasks, the goal can't get accomplished. But I think where a lot of business women have challenges at is that they will list the task with no problems at all. But often what happens is that there is a challenge in the task itself, meaning they may not be able to move forward with the task. And when you have a situation like that, you can't just write it in your planner and keep pushing it from week to week, month to month. You actually have to figure out the solution for that challenge and then put it in your planner to accomplish, okay? Number 3, am I being the leader of my business? It's all about leadership. I think too many business women are staying in the comfort zone of the labor role. And as a result, they will stay the laborer in their business throughout its lifetime. And that you can't grow a business if you're trying to be the laborer. Now, grant you, there are times when you will have to jump into the labor role, or there are times when 50% of the committed time that you have for your business, you will have to be in the labor role. But you cannot shuck your responsibility and not be a part of the entrepreneur visionary role just because you're in the labor role. And so this gets very confusing a lot of the times for business women. So as a result, most women just find themselves in the labor role 85 to 90% of the time. And I can guarantee you, I believe that this is a culprit of why most business women do not succeed. So I want you guys to pay close attention to that and ask yourself, am I being the leader of my business? What's required of me as a CEO? Where's the job description that I created? You did do one, right, ladies? What's your job description as the CEO of your company? How should you be leading your company? Here's number 4. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? These 4 things are pivotal. Right? And if these 4 things do not exist in your business, then something is awry and you've got to go figure out what's wrong. Why are you not getting leads? Why are you not getting opportunities? Why are you not getting people calling you, inquiring about your services or your products? Or why are you not getting emails if you have an online business with people ordering or calling you about your services or your products? So if those 4 things aren't happening, then again, back to the drawing board you go. And remember what I said in the very beginning of the show today, which is you must be willing to make the necessary changes in order to succeed. And lastly, number 5 in the 5 take control questions, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Well, the numbers will set you free, right? And of course, all you've got to do is just, if you you have a business checking account, all you've got to do is just go take a look at it online. And if the numbers don't represent what you feel you should have in there, then you know you've got to get to work, right? But I'm not just talking about checking account numbers here, but I'm also talking about the cash flow analysis as well, because I'm a firm believer that numbers tell the truth. They will not lie to you, and they will let you know where you are faster than anything else. It's not even necessary for you to go call someone and say, well, how do you think my business is doing? You know, you don't even have to ask yourself that question, okay? Because you may not get truthful answers. But when you go take a look at the numbers, they represent the fruit of your labor. They tell you whether or not your business is doing well. So ladies, keep focused on your goals. You must know the results you want to see. And that is what it's all about as you journey on the road of success. You've got to figure all of this out, and you've got to be the best possible leader that you can be for your business. It's 12:15 after the hour, and you are listening.